ईश्वर अपने साथ है, डरने की क्या बात है, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, हाथ में उसके हाथ है।
ओम शांति। What is the speciality of Brahman life? How is Brahman life special life? That we have knowledge and we have Baba. So Baba gives us so much strength through yoga power. So once there is the faith as who am I and who is teaching me, guiding me, protecting me, because one is knowledge and one is faith. Once there is complete faith in Baba, Brahma and myself, then naturally, our stage will be much, much better. Because the aim is, Baba says, this is the life of ascending stage. And that's what I had to see. Am I ascending all the time, rising all the time? Little bit fluctuation is possible, especially in the early stage. We may fluctuate a little bit, but then we had to have clear aim that I should not allow myself to fluctuate. And as much as we use knowledge in our practical life, there will be stability. The first thing we had to really keep in mind, what is the time we are going through? And the importance of time. Because Kali Yuga end or Sangam Yuga is a time to clear our karmic account. And hence there will be some problems. Even the worldly people have problems. We are not different from worldly people. We are staying in the world. And we have performed many, many vikarmas during past 63 births. So this is the time for settlement. And health problem may be there, wealth problem may be there, relationship problem will be there. And especially when we are new in Gyan, we have relationship problem with the Laukik family. Because Laukik family, friends, don't understand what we are doing, why we are doing. And especially when they see our sudden change, they get shocked. They feel, oh, we have lost our daughter or wife or sister or brother or son or whatever it is. No, that feeling is there that we have lost somebody. And because society is so much used to follow the tradition, so when we don't follow the family tradition, which is naturally Kaliyugi tradition, social tradition, when we don't follow that tradition, the family will not like it. They will not start saying, how come you are eating at our home so far and now you are not eating? Mother will say, oh, but you have eaten my food whole life. Now suddenly you are saying, no, I can't eat your food, cooked food by you. So Laukik relations will feel very hurt that we are not participating in their activity. And depending on their sanskaras, no? Because some Lokiks, they will be demanding family to follow their tradition. Some people, some friends and family will cry, some people will laugh at us. That now you have become sannyasi, now you have become Brahma Kumari. So they will laugh at us. And so opposition will come first from Lokic family. And in that situation, if we remain observer of their role, because each actor has to play their role. So Lokic family will play their role, and if we remain observer and cool and calm, then gradually they will be understanding what we are doing, why we are doing. And it takes time for them to accept that change. So we need to be patient with them and not get frustrated or not allow negative feeling. Anger, fear, frustration, hopelessness, worry. Because Baba says there will be criticism. And you have to wear the crown of criticism before you wear golden aged crown. And so just remain observer. Any situation when you feel that they are doing something wrong, whether it's a defamation, criticism, jokes, Baba always says, listen but not listen. We have got 2 ears, listen through one, take out through other. Because if we take it in, then we feel hurt or negative feeling. And so just remain observer and not react in a negative way. And lovefully explain them what you are doing, why you are doing, how it is helping you, and that you are not, they should not feel that they are rejected or neglected or they are of no value to us. So expressing love, but at the same time following our discipline. Later on we may have to face problem with Brahman family. That seems a little bit difficult. Because Lokiks we understand and expect that they will not understand us. But sometimes Brahmans also, nobody is perfect. Oh, some may have jealousy, some may have ego, some may have the sanskars of criticizing, defaming. It's possible because they haven't become perfect. So there may be opposition or negative feelings from them. And that time also, we have to remain observer and not get influenced. And final problem will come from ourselves. Because when we see our own old impure sanskars, sometimes some people become hopeless, some people get frustrated with themselves, and that's where we have to see is, don't allow any negative feeling. Because on the path of progress, there will be some obstacles. But what I need to do is remind myself and take help from Baba. Use every step points of knowledge. Because otherwise it's easy to intellectually understand what I should be and how I should be and how I should react. But practically we don't have that strength. And that's where we need to have that inner strength to understand that it takes time to change our own sanskars. Because if there is negativity, it takes longer time. If we become heavy about ourselves or our sanskars, it will take longer time because we can't have deep meditation because of heaviness. And so what we need to do is be patient with ourselves and try to have deep meditation. Because deeper our meditation, or as we call their seed stage, that will help us to absolve our past karma as well as it will help us to change our sanskaras. That will give us strength to change our sanskaras. And so what we need is have the aim to keep the chart and see what is happening, what I had to do and how I had to go along, how I am progressing. So keeping chart, but not allow frustration. Because sometimes, when people keep their chart, after a while they get frustrated. Oh, I'm not progressing, my chart is the same all the time. So give up. And that's where we should not give up or get frustrated with our own self. So one is now relationship. Second thing that we will have problem is about our health and health of our friends and relationship. And that also, because of this last birth we had to clear karmic account, we may have health problem. So Baba says, be knowledgeful, look after your body, diet, exercise, etc. But don't think too much about it, no? Because if there is attachment to body or bodily relations, then we will suffer. And that's why Baba says, be knowledgeful but don't be attached. Be loving and caring about ourselves, our body as well as others. But we have to see that there is no attachment. And not neglect the body, but not worry too much. Because sometimes we go to extreme. Either we worry a lot, or neglect the body, saying, oh, after all, this is the body, I am a soul, and not having balance. So that's where Baba says, keep the balance of looking after your body, your logics, your spiritual studies, service, etc. See that you are paying attention to everything and not neglecting anything. So health problem, wealth problem also will be there. Because Baba gives us imperishable wealth. So that when we see our imperishable wealth, we will have intoxication. As who am I, what I am receiving from Baba, unlimited treasures of knowledge, powers, virtues I am receiving. But at the same time we are in the world, we may need enough money for our livelihood. And that's where we have to see that we maintain that enough wealth, but not worry. As well as what I find is, if you have this awareness, Baba is Karanhar, I am Karanhar. Baba is the father, I am the child. The more we have awareness, I am a child, we won't be worrying. But if we think, I have to do it, I have to look after my family, because sometimes, you know, that old sanskar of taking responsibility and having this awareness, I am responsible, will create worry and heaviness. And that's where we have to see that, yes, I look after myself, but at the same time have that awareness, Baba is Karanhar, He is the Father. And more you have faith in Baba, you'll find more you will receive help from Baba. And you will be light. So that's where we have to have aim to remain light and easy, whatever situation is there. Remind all the time, I am a soul, and give up that body consciousness. Because body consciousness will create many problems, all impure sanskars will be because of body consciousness. So as much as I pay attention to being a soul conscious, the result will be I will feel light, happy, and my yoga will be good. So knowledge of drama we have. And that knowledge of drama will help us to see each and every actor's role as an observer. Otherwise, what happens? We have many questions. What's happening and why it's happening and how it's happening? So we have lots of maya, isn't it? When we are not sure as what's happening, no confusion. If there is any confusion about which direction I am going, whether in the jnani way or laukic way, I mean spiritual path also, no? Sometimes people after a while start thinking, why I am in jnana? Why I am in jnana? Why I am Brahman? They may start thinking, Why this life? And especially those who come from different culture, different religion, they have many questions as to, is it what I want? I gave up Christ and now there is Brahma Baba in front of me. So, is it what I want? I gave up the discipline of my religion and now there are so many restrictions in Brahma Kumaris. Is it what I want? Or seeing somebody's sanskar that, oh, Brahmins are also like that. You know, sometimes people say, oh, Brahmins are no better than worldly people. Am I supposed to be in this family and be in amongst this sort of a people throughout the kalpa? Because we know the relationship we establish here will be throughout the kalpa. So when there is not full faith, so many questions will arise. That is this what I want to do? In the beginning, yes, question should be there. Because before we move on this path, naturally people will have many questions. But sometimes what happens in the beginning, we get so much intoxicated, so much Baba's help, so much love from Brahman family that we keep on going. After 5 years, 7 years, people will start thinking, oh, is this worth renunciation and sacrifice? Is this worth? And that's where, no? We have to be really have understood Baba knowledge and have full faith in Baba, then there won't be question. Deeper our faith, there won't be all question. And that's why not to follow anything blindly right from beginning. But try to listen to your heart and head both. You know, sometimes we just listen to our head, not heart. Sometimes we listen to our heart and not head. And then after a while the heads will start questioning, what is this? Science doesn't believe about 5,000 year cycle and why these Brahma Kumaris are saying 5,000 year cycle. How can it repeat identically? And all sorts of questions may arise in the minds of people. And that's where we have to see is, right from beginning, try to understand intellectually as well as the heart should experience Baba and the truth. Because once you have experience of Baba, naturally it will be easy to keep on going. Once you have established that this is the truth, then there won't be questions. And also, many times people fluctuate because they don't know what they should do in their laukic life, in the sense that the students will start thinking, what should I do? Should I study science or should I study art or whether I should do this or that? So if there is not that clarity in the mind about job or study, then naturally that confused stage will create fluctuation. And that's where we need to really apply knowledge at every step and check what I want to do. My time is valuable, because sometimes I find people what they keep on doing is keep on studying. They study one thing, And then they say, oh no, this is not what I want, I don't feel comfortable in teaching job. Then they'll say, oh, let me study psychology, or let me study health something. I'm interested now to study about the health, Ayurveda and homeopathy, or whichever study. So they keep on, because they are not clear what they want to do in their life, and they don't realize the importance of time. Because time is, Sangam Yug, time is short, isn't it? We know time is short. And we have to make a lot of effort to reach our karmati stage. If we just spend our time in laukic study or focusing too much on career, or then what will happen? We may get success in a laukic life, but a laukic spiritual life, we won't be moving fast. We'll be going very slowly or held up here and there. And so I need to realize the importance of time. I can't waste my time in waste thoughts, negative sanskars, and not allow myself to think, oh, that's my sanskar. But as soon as I realize that this is my negative sanskar or vicious sanskar, what I need to do is have determination. Just as in health, if there is little problem and we treat the health, it's easy. But if the health becomes chronic disease, then it takes longer. So our old sanskars are there for 63 births. Now, unless we help ourselves drastically with determination and yoga power, we won't be able to renounce impurities. And so we need to have that real determination to give up old sanskar. And also old habit of looking at others, thinking about others. Now today also Baba was saying, seeing somebody's weakness is my own weakness. I should think that this is my weakness, I'm seeing somebody's weakness. So as much as I practice of going beyond, because usually we are so much at a mundane level, all the time seeing what's happening around, who is it, how are they, what they are doing, what they should be doing, what they should not be doing. That habit of looking at others is such deep that we are wasting our time. Same time, if we are using in churning yarn, or meditation, or service, then what will happen? That will stop Maya. No, if we are busy with yarn, yoga, service, Maya will not come. Otherwise Maya is just waiting. As soon as it will get chance, it will attack us. And so, keep ourselves busy. And especially Baba has given us the job of doing exercise. this minute, Karma Yogi. Next minute, subtle reacher. Next minute, incorporeal. So doing that exercise, traveling three worlds, as soon as we are free, remember Baba. So as we practice that, no, it needs to practice. Because Baba will do that exercise in front of us. But now, we had to do that practice. From corporeal to subtle to incorporeal. Make that practice so that whenever there is need, I am able to give my mind the order, come on, go to the incorporeal world. Otherwise, we can get caught up in worldly problem and situation. And that's where we need to remain observer, detached, and use wisdom at each and every step in our life. Now, if I have love for my own stage, because I need to have love for my own stage, love for my time is valuable. Love for my stage, that my stage should remain stable and unshakable. And for that, if I have love for my stage, then if you love something, what will happen? You won't allow anybody to touch it, isn't it? Even if somebody tries to snatch it away, you won't let them take it. What I observed, even a child, no? 6-8 month old child, if it is holding one toy, even in the sleep, if you take it away from the child, immediately child will try to hold or cry and get up, wake up. In the same manner, if I have love for my stage, then I won't allow anybody to disturb it. So whenever there are taste paper in our life, don't get surprised or shocked, because surprise, shock is also unstable. No, if I am surprised, then I'm not stable. If I'm shocked, I'm not stable. And so whenever there are taste papers, what we have to think is, they are gift. Gift to make me stronger. So be positive. Any negative situation, the situation can be negative, positive. But even in negative situation, what we need to do is think in a positive way. How it is going to help me? So whatever activities I am doing, Baba has given us the title of being Trikaldarshi, past, present and future. So before starting any activity, if I know the future of that, then I'll be successful, isn't it? And so I really need to maintain that Trikaldarshi stage, and that will help me even to have positivity towards those who are having impure sanskar or negativity. Because sometimes We look at the people's life, past and present, isn't it? Suppose you are friendly with somebody. You know that friend for 5-10 years. So you are observing 5-10 years. Present also you are observing. And you'll say, oh, this soul hasn't changed. And then we have negative feeling for those people who have got impure sanskars or haven't given up jealousy or ego or whatever sanskar is there. Then we have that negative feeling. But Baba always says, look at their bright future. They will be deity, isn't it? Future, everybody, all of us are going to be deities. Do we have that clear picture of their future? If I have clear picture of their future as a deity, then what would be my opinion? Then my opinion will not be negative feeling, oh, he's hopeless or something. Just as Baba. Baba knows our past and present, isn't it? But does he have any negative feeling? If Baba has negative feeling, then he can't be giving us unconditional love, isn't it? So Baba doesn't maintain any negative feeling. He always maintains good wishes and pure feelings. And that's what I had to do, is maintain good wishes and pure feelings for whoever comes in front of me. And then I will not feel hopeless or frustrated about others, because sometimes we carry negative impression of others. And that negative feeling will bring negative feeling towards us, isn't it? If I have negative feeling, first thing is I come down from my stage. And then it will bring negative feeling from others. And so not only Baba, but even those who have known Dadiji. Now, how much positive feeling she keeps for everybody. How much love she keeps for everybody. How much her vision is positive. And that's where I had to see that. I had to follow Rama Baba. And those who haven't seen Rama Baba, Dadiji. Maintain positive feeling. In difficult situation, what I need to do is maintain link with Baba. Keep Baba as my companion. And if I keep Baba as my companion, I will feel safe and secure, isn't it? Because if I'm feeling insecure, then also I won't be happy. And I will have worry. What will happen? How will it happen? And that will bring down my stage. Any worry, any insecurity will bring down my stage. But if I am having Baba as my companion, I won't have even fear, isn't it? Because some people are afraid of darkness. Or certain animals, wild animals, darkness. Or some people are even afraid of seniors. or authority. They are afraid of authority, that this one is authority. So they are afraid. So wherever there is fear, there will be fluctuation. Fear of defamation, criticism, fear of future, uncertainty. Any of the fear will bring down our stage. But if I have Baba as my companion, Baba as my father, protector, liberator, guide, then what will happen? I won't be afraid of anyone. And so what one needs to do is establish deeper relationship with Baba and all relationship with Baba, not only one relationship. Because most of us are good in having Baba as our father and teacher. Now we are good in study and we really pay attention to our study and we are intoxicated that, okay, I'm receiving unlimited inheritance from Baba. But other relationship, guru, friend, beloved, if we establish all this relationship, then what will happen? In all different situations, no? Because at different time we will need Baba in a different relationship. In order to feel safe and secure, we need to have Baba as our guide, liberator, protector. And now once we have that aim to keep Baba as our constant companion and we do everything with Baba, then what will happen? There won't be any fear. So the main reason why we fluctuate is, apart from anger and worry, because I'm sure there will be hardly anyone who doesn't have anger or subtle form of anger. No, sometimes you may not get angry and shout and scream or hit anybody, but there is always that irritation or internal anger. What they are doing, why they are doing, how they are doing, they should not be doing like this. So that sort of negativity is there. And that's where we need to really increase opposite power. Because whichever negativity is there, it will be there, isn't it? In Kali Yuga, you can't expect yourself to be perfect. So there will be some negativity. But rather than saying, oh, it's my nature, I'm short-tempered, or I'm nervous, or I don't have confidence. No, you have to be introvert and check yourself and know what you are. But remind yourself, this is your temporary stage. Your original sanskars are of tolerance, patience, loving, sweet. These are my original sanskars. So as you remind that these are my original sanskars, you don't accept your negative sanskar as your sanskar. And for that, remind yourself that you have died from, not only from Shudra birth, but from Shudra sanskar. They are not your sanskars. So die alive. So as you die alive, old sanskar will not be any more old sanskars. They will be all new sanskars. And increase your power of tolerance, patience through meditation. And so Baba's remembrance is the main tool to change ourselves or make ourselves stable and unshakable. And soul consciousness is the basis of having deeper meditation. Love for Baba is a method to have deeper meditation. And also sensitive nature. Because what we find is we had to be sensible and not sensitive. Now Baba says, be sensible, not sensitive, and be essenceful. Essenceful means virtuous. So how to overcome our sensitive nature? In order to overcome our sensitive nature, what we need to do is use knowledge point. And if we are sitting on our seat of self-respect, then we won't get upset. Because sometimes we don't have self-respect. And in order to have that self-respect, we need to churn, who am I? As much as we churn, who am I, that points of intoxication as who am I will help us to remain intoxicated. So as we become more spiritual, because in a Laukic world we were proud of our beauty, health, wealth, position, family, etc. Now, we need to have intoxication as who am I, whose child I am, whose student I am, what treasures I am receiving from Baba. So as we churn all these things, then what will happen? That we will increase our self-respect. And once we have self-respect, even if somebody defames, criticizes, comments, we won't get upset. Because people will have always their opinion. And their opinion is colored by their sanskar, isn't it? Everybody's opinion is colored by their sanskars and their background. And so, coming from materialistic society, body conscious society, everybody has got some or other weakness. And because of that weaknesses, they will look at us, because they will reflect that weakness in us, isn't it? Whatever the soul is, they will feel everybody is like that. And if somebody is selfish, they will think everybody in the world is selfish. If somebody is having jealousy, they will think everybody is having jealousy. And even if you are trying to be good and helpful and they will think, oh no, there must be some wrong reason behind what they are doing. So it is very essential in a Brahman life to accept myself as I am and accept others also as they are. Because Baba always says, I love you whatever you are. Baba's love is not conditional. He doesn't say, okay, I love only smart children or beautiful children or wealthy children or those who have high position. No. Baba loves each and every child, whatever they are. In the same manner, I should have love for myself as I am and love for others as they are. That is a spiritual love, unconditional love. And knowing my own weaknesses, because as we remain introvert, we are able to see our own weaknesses. But not only see our own weaknesses, we should see our own specialities also, because sometimes we are very negative and see our own weaknesses and everybody else's weaknesses. We are not able to see our own speciality and speciality of others. And that's where we find we become hopeless or frustrated. And that's what I had to see, that I don't allow that hopelessness, frustrated. But always be hopeful, positive. Because Baba has promised us that I will make you world sovereign. He says, I'm teaching you Raj Yoga to make you Raja, the sovereigns. This is not Praja Yoga or Yoga of the subjects. This is Raj Yoga. So remind yourself, this is Raj Yoga I am studying to become Raja, and Baba has promised me I'll make you deity. So if we keep on holding Baba's hand, keep on studying, then we will reach our destination of being world sovereign. And so not to waste our valuable time. If I really want to be stable, I have to see that I'm not wasting my single moment. Because if I'm powerful, the storms will come. No doubt, don't think that once I belong to Baba, everything will be easy. It may be a bit more difficult. In Kali Yuga, everything was easy. We could eat whenever we want, we could go to sleep whenever we want, we could do whatever we wanted. If you see a nice shop, we will go for shopping without thinking anything, or if we see nice food offered in restaurant, we would eat. If we feel lazy not to cook, we will eat. So we could sleep anytime, we could eat anything, we could mix with anyone. But now, Brahman life is discipline. And to follow discipline, to renounce everything, is not easy. It is difficult, but the result is success. Success is our birthright. So as we remember what I am becoming and who is making me, we will remain light. Who is Karavanha? If we remember, we'll remain light. And that's where we had to remember, we had to be light. Baba has given us light of knowledge. We had to remain light and not heavy, thinking I am responsible. Baba is Karavanha. And by being soul conscious, point of light, we will remain light. So what we need to do is keep on moving forward. Obstacles will come. But if at that time our link is with Baba, Baba will guide us what to do in that situation. And once we are following Baba's Srimad as well as the worldly system also, we are in this world. We have to follow worldly system also. Legal system, social system. But at the same time, our priority is Baba Srimad. And now we have to keep link with Baba, just as the lamp, earthen lamp. No, in the old days, Diwali, we used to light earthen lamp. So when it is just earthen lamp, what used to happen is a little bit wind will blow and the light will be extinguished. Then we started having glass case around the lamp. So that was protecting light. But still, that glass surrounding the lamp will not totally stop wind from blowing the light away. But nowadays we have bulb. Bulb has connection with powerhouse, isn't it? Electricity will have electrical meter here and then main powerhouse. So when it is connected to main powerhouse, whatever storms come, it will not blow away. And so we have to remind ourselves we are bulb connected with powerhouse. We have to remind ourselves of our memorial in scripture. Which is our memorial in scripture? Unshakable. Angad. Because in Ramayana, Ram had to take monkey army. And out of that also Angad is remembered in mythology story, that even Ravan tempted Angad to say that, okay, if you belong to my group, my kingdom, my party, I'll give you a kingdom. But Angad didn't get tempted. The same way, Maya will try to tempt us in variety ways and shake us from our faith, our study, our yoga. Maya will try many, many methods to take us away. So what we need to do is hold on Baba's hand. Be knowledgeful. Knowledgeful not about soul, Baba, drama, etc., but knowledgeful about Mayas. We have to be able to see Maya clearly from distance. And if we are able to see Maya clearly, then we won't be tempted by Maya. And to be busy, because if we are busy, Maya will not make us busy. And not entertain negative thoughts and waste thoughts. Because what happens usually, that old sanskar of entertaining negative thoughts and waste thoughts, what, why, how, etc. That sanskar of entertaining all those thoughts creates lots of wastage and lack of energy. And that's why Baba says, save your energy and increase your energy. That should be my aim in Brahman life. Increase my energy and not waste it. Time, money, energy, everything is valuable. I should not waste it. And that's why 1 hourly meditation is reminding us to empower ourselves. So we have to see that we follow those directions, no? Empower ourselves with as much as yoga as possible. And not expect that life will be very smooth without any problem, obstacles, don't expect. Problems, obstacles will definitely come. But I had to remain stable and unshakable. Om Shanti. Now, if anybody has any questions, you are welcome. Yeah, it's on.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didi. That was a very nice, thorough, practical talk. And always wanted to listen to a talk like this, but I do have one question. Over the last 20 years, being in contact with the Brahma Kumaris and being in this knowledge, I have always felt a little bit of tinge of concern that very often as a student, I think sometimes we are allowed to ask silly questions and non-intellectual questions, questions that may seem to make no sense, but that's why we are students. And several instances have come up that we have approached, or I have approached, or and I've heard other students have approached their teachers and have felt that they were snubbed or they were pushed away or ignored. And I feel that gives us it creates a sense of weakness in our relationship with Baba, and I want to know what your tricks are to resolve that, or what is the way where we shouldn't feel that way, because we shouldn't feel that way, as, and I understand that now with keeping my stage and keeping my self-respect, but and in the road towards gaining knowledge and faith and love, I have felt that several times, and I do, and I'm aware that several other students feel that way, but I would just like you to clarify that. Why should we feel that way? And we feel that way, is it possible that the other person is probably not understanding that we are feeling that way? Thank you.
You mean feeling of rejection?
Feeling of rejection, feeling of not being loved, because every time what we learn from Dadiji is win with love everybody equally, love and love and love, but sometimes we feel rejected. I sometimes feel some teachers don't love me, maybe something is lacking in with me. I agree with that, but I think that teachers should not make us feel that way too.
No, don't put it there, put it here on the edge so that next question can be. So the thing is, what happens is, if I don't love myself, I will feel nobody loves me. And that is usually because of lack of self-respect, that I feel, oh, I'm not good, nobody loves me. And sometimes what is happens is there is expectation that instrument should be paying attention and loving and giving me some chance to do service or something like that. No, expectation is not fulfilled. Then naturally the soul will feel rejection. And many times people don't understand, because as the time goes on, the service is increasing. When the service starts new center starts, then naturally there are few students and everybody gets so much attention. But if the service increases and students increase, that not everybody will be paying attention, or not everybody will get chance to do service, or not every idea of every individual will be accepted. That's what happens, no? Because sometimes every idea of everybody is accepted, and if my idea is not accepted, I think, okay, I'm not loved. Or they are pushing my idea aside. And that's where, if you try to understand what the other person is doing, because sometimes it's a mutual misunderstanding between instruments and students. Instruments will say, okay, now you are older in jnana, you should be sustaining other people. Whereas students will say, okay, you are teacher, you should be giving attention and love and sustaining me. And that's where sometimes feeling of rejection may be there. And that's why, if we understand, mutual understanding is there, what's happening, why it's happening. And if you don't understand, it's good to share your feeling and ask what is in the mind of other person. Then it will be easy to have that mutual understanding, because it's always good to clear our mind and feeling with whoever you feel you are rejected or not accepted as you are. And as I said, these different souls are different, and different souls' action and reaction will be different depending on their sanskars and situation and how busy they are. And that's where we have to see that we are able to understand each other. Okay, Asha? Anybody else?
If we are moving forward, what is the indication? Can we recognize it, or others will recognize our, if we are moving forward?
Whether I'm moving forward or not,
or not.
Whether I will recognize or others will.
Can we recognize it, or may I know what is the indication for?
How do I know whether I'm moving forward or not, isn't it? That's your question? If I'm moving forward, the amount of happiness will be increasing. Main thing why we have come to Baba is for peace and happiness, isn't it? These are the two things, whether in bhakti or in jnana. We spend time for bhakti or jnana because we want peace and happiness. Main two things. So if I'm moving forward, my amount of peace and stability will be increasing. Situation, as I said, will no doubt come. But if I'm not fluctuating because of situation, it means I am strong. If I'm maintaining cheerfulness, happiness all the time, it means I'm progressing. So when I see my own old impure sanskars are changing to pure, now whatever weakness I may have, if I was sensitive, now I'm not sensitive. If I was afraid of few things, now I'm not afraid. If I was tense before, now my percentage of tension has gone less. My percentage of worry has gone less. So my negativity decreasing and my virtues and powers increasing, then I know I am progressing. And I know it will be easy for others to judge us. It's easy for others. Because if you are seeing yourself, you may not be able to see yourself so clearly. And if little progress, you may not be able to see. But others will definitely able to see where we are. And that's why, you know, those especially seniors who are in contact with us, they can easily give us our chart. And you know, in old days, people used to go to Mama and Baba and say, "Okay, Baba, give me my chart or result. Show me how I'm moving or not." So in old days, it used to happen. I remember once or twice we were sitting with Dadi Janki and Dadiji, and Dadi Janki told Dadiji, "Dadiji, please give everybody their chart as what they have improved or what they need to pay attention." And that's what, just as teacher will give the marks in the examination, and our examination is at each step we are going through our examination. And so our friends, colleagues, seniors will be able to tell us how we are progressing, what's our stage. But at the same time, no, as you remain introvert and honest to yourself, because sometimes we are not honest to ourselves. But if we remain honest and introvert, we would be also able to see how we are progressing. Okay? Anybody else? Okay, so if no question, we'll have 2 minutes meditation and finish our class.
बाबा रख लूं दिल के साथ तुम्हें,
रख लूं दिल के साथ।